from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, a conversation between Elon Musk, who owns X, formerly known as Twitter, and former President Donald Trump. Slightly delayed, but a lot of people did tune in.
Yes, about a million people were watching at that particular moment on what they call spaces, that area. But then after that, you have clips and people sharing. So who knows how many impressions were made.
So
I'm sure it's in the numerous millions.
Share how it opened last night on X with Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
All right. Hello, everyone. My apologies for the late start. We unfortunately had a massive distributed denial of service attack against our servers and saturated all of our data lines, like basically hundreds of gigabits of data were saturated. We think we've overcome most of that. And so it's now time to proceed. But As this massive attack illustrates, there's a lot of opposition to people just hearing what President Trump has to say. And I'm honored to have this conversation. I want to emphasize it's a conversation. And it's really intended to just get a feel for what Donald Trump is just like in a conversation. It's hard to catch a vibe about someone if you just don't hear them talk in a normal way. And when there's an adversarial interview, like no one's themselves in an adversarial interview. So this is really aimed at kind of open-minded, independent voters who are just trying to make up their mind. So you can understand like what is it just like to have a conversation? So, honored to Donald. Great to speak. We had a great conversation yesterday, as you mentioned yesterday. If we could just record that conversation and post it would have been excellent. And I hope we can have something like that today.
Well, I think we will. I'm pretty sure we will. And congratulations, because I see you broke every record in the book with so many millions of people, and that's an honor. We view that as an honor. And then you do want silencing of certain voices. Usually those are voices that have something to say that are constructive, oftentimes constructive. So we have to consider it an honor. But congratulations on breaking every record in the book tonight. That's great.
So they spoke for about 2 hours. And one of the subjects obviously most interesting to people in particular in this region was in the moment of being faced with gunfire. Elon Musk said this to Donald Trump.
I think a lot of people admire your courage under fire there. Yeah. So
thank you very much. I appreciate it. I didn't think of it. I just wanted to get up and I wanted to stand up. I wanted to let people know, you know, I felt I was good when they were on top of me, covering me, actually very much covering me and very bravely. But I wanted to get up. I said, I want to get up. And they wanted, you know, they have everything there. They have, they wanted stretcher. I didn't like the stretcher. And I knew I was hit in the ear, but I knew I wasn't hit anywhere else. They felt I was hit someplace else.
Yeah.
It was such a lot of blood. And they were sure that I was hit someplace else. And they were saying, sir, you were hitting more than the ear. I said, nope, I was hit in the ear. I want to get up. Let me get up. And so I got up. And the crowd didn't know what to think. I mean, this was so many people, and you could see they were confused. They didn't know what to think. And I wanted to let them know I was okay. It was very important for me to let them know that. And they went wild. You've seen the after. They didn't go wild when I got up because they didn't know, was I alive? You really couldn't tell. When I stood up before the hand, before the, you know, the fist in the air, they didn't know if I was alive. Nobody did. And when I put the fist up, they were just relieved and happy and thrilled. And the place went crazy. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It was a terrible thing, but it was
incredibly moving. Yeah. Well, and I mean, speaking of the sort of slide that got you to turn that saved your life, really, was the illegal immigration slide. Maybe this, maybe this is worth talking about that.
It was
that slide saved your life.
You're right. No, the illegal immigration saved my life. You're right, but it was, I had to be at that exact angle.
I mean, that's a great one. saved by illegal immigration.
You know the incredible thing, though, when you talk about the odds, you had to be exactly at that angle, but. The incredible thing is that the chart, I used it less than 20% of the time. It was just a moment.
Yeah.
It's always on my left, never my right. And it's always at the end of the speech. So here we have it. It's on the right, not the left. It's at the beginning, not the end. And even the people that put it up, they were unprepared. And they did a great job. They got it up immediately, fortunately. But I looked to the right and the bullet came whizzing by, hitting my ear. So it was amazing. But when you think of the odds of that and, you know, that normally you wouldn't use it. Normally I wouldn't have the thing. And then, you know, it would have been a very different story. It's very much, I say, an act of God. It's a miracle that it happened. And I'm honored by it. I'm honored by it.
What were you about to say about illegal immigration before you were rudely interrupted?
Well, I was going to say how good the numbers were. By the way, we're going back to Butler, and we're going to go back in October. We're all set up, and the people are fantastic in Butler. It's a great area. Great. These are incredible people, like the three that, in the case of Corey killed, and the other two. The families are. I got to know them a little bit, and. The families are great, but we're going back to Butler, and I think I'll probably start by saying, as I was saying.
Donald Trump in a conversation with Elon Musk. Again, that conversation went on for about 2 hours, and you can hear it in its entirety if you wish, certainly. And I thought the part about him saying, I'm coming back to Butler, would resonate certainly with people here.
Yeah. My other big takeaway from this conversation was Musk describing himself as a moderate Democrat, but a man who supports Donald Trump in this particular election.
And I think you've seen what Elon Musk, if you were wondering a couple of years ago why he would spend $44 billion to buy Twitter, I think he likes having a platform of his own where he has a voice.
And if to that point, Larry, we have two examples now of journalists that are no longer with the network that they used to be with. Catherine Herridge of CBS is now on her own and reporting on X and doing very well. Tucker Carlson, who used to be with Fox, is generating tens of millions of views to his interviews and commentaries that are posted on X. What Elon Musk did with the former president last night is just to reiterate and double down on the power of this medium. It's flipping the media conversation.
And by the way, the commissioners in Butler put out a statement. They have no official word on the return of Donald Trump or the date. It's possible that other officials in law enforcement or in party leadership may have been notified, but Donald Trump said he's all set. So perhaps his team is all set with a date. And as soon as we hear, we obviously will let you know. And access, just a click away. You can email us anytime at instantaccess@kdkradio.com. And we get your comments, thoughts, whatever you're thinking about. That's instantaccess@kdkradio.com. Meanwhile, back to what's going on the campaign trail. CBS's Robert Costa.
CBS News that he is now seeking to counter the momentum of Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign, which has been drawing packed crowds across the country. Trump has been falsely accusing Harris of cheating by claiming large crowds that he says didn't exist. According to the Harris campaign, an audience of more than 15,000 turned out for a rally last week in Michigan. All this comes as Harris works to hold together President Biden's coalition. And in an interview with CBS Sunday Morning, President Biden voiced his support.
Will we see you out on the campaign trail for Vice President Harris?
Yes, you will.
Harris is also rolling out one of the first policy proposals of her campaign.
We will continue our fight for working families of America, including to raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
The elimination of taxes on tips echoes a similar effort raised by Donald Trump earlier this year.
We are going to not charge taxes on tips.
He is calling Harris a copycat. Meanwhile, Trump's running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, is touting his version of a family-oriented tax policy as he keeps facing questions over past comments about childless Americans.
I'd love to see a child tax credit that's $5,000 per child, but you, of course, have to work with Congress to see how possible and viable that is.
Robert Costa, CBS News, Washington.
And, of course, Robert Costa had the first sit-down interview with Joe Biden after he had announced several weeks ago on a Sunday that he was no longer going to be in the race. That said, back and forth and getting ready for the Democratic National Convention, which is coming up. And they'll have their 4 days to, like the Republican National Convention, to put their platform out. And after that, you get a couple of weeks till Labor Day or a week till Labor Day. You believe that? We're halfway through the month of August already, Paul?
Stand by, Larry.
On a different subject, but I think it's important, millions of student borrowers, because this does play into what's going on in the federal government. So Joe Biden wanted to forgive college loan debts for millions of young people, and then the courts have thrown that out again. It's in a stay situation. So the student borrowers are getting temporary relief again. So during COVID, they put a moratorium on payments for a while, so interest wouldn't accrue, payments weren't due, and this lasted a couple of years, right?
Right.
Now, they had what they call the SAVE program, S-A-V-E, an acronym, and there's a pause. So their payments and any interest are effectively paused, at least while a court fights between the states suing to stop the program and Biden's administration that wants loan relief to move forward. So depending on your circumstance, if you owe college debt, you may want to check and see, you should have been notified that there's a temporary forbearance while they sort this out in the court. And, you know, you and I have long since paid our college debts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But a lot of people on the sidelines here kind of waiting to see what will happen next. And the U.S. Department of Education placed those loans in forbearance because the decision returned this month. And last month, at the United States Court of Appeals, the Eighth Circuit in St. Louis, they involved litigation brought by Republican-led states seeking to invalidate Biden's overall student debt forgiveness plans. But this is on the heels of kids going back to school, too.
Right.
And if you owe money, you get a temporary relief, but it's just only temporary.
We are just minutes away from something big.
Big. We have the Hometown Heroes event coming up in October, which seemed like a long way off. Suddenly, it's not. Ticket sales are going to go on, by the way, at the end of next week, too. Actually, on the 26th. And we are going to announce here in the next few minutes our Lifetime Achievement Awardee. And I think when everybody hears the name, you're going to go, well, that makes perfect sense. And that's coming up right after the news with Paul Rasmussen at the bottom of this half hour. Thanks for choosing us. I'm Larry Richard, along with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. And we welcome Pirates broadcast legend Lanny Fritteri, who's the voice of the Pony League World Series, which is in the midst of happening right now in Washington County. Lanny, good morning.
Larry, good morning, and to you, Paul, and thank you for inviting me to be on the show, Larry. Thank you.
Before we announce our Lifetime Achievement Awardee, how's the series going? In terms of weather, you couldn't have had a better setup.
Oh, yeah. Spectacular days. The fan response has been outstanding, and inspirational play by these 13 and 14-year-olds. We've got Chinese Taipei against Palmview, Texas at 10 o'clock this morning. The winner of that game will play Guaynabo, Puerto Rico. And, of course, the players from Puerto Rico are keeping tabs on Ernesto, the tropical storm that is supposed to hit Puerto Rico. And at 12:30 today, the Bronx will play Washington County. The winner of that game will play Tijuana, Mexico at 7:30 tonight. The championship game is at 7:30 tomorrow night.
Boy, I'm so happy for everybody involved that Mother Nature's cooperated after a really hot summer. This is, as you said, spectacular. So good for everybody involved, especially you. I know how passionate you are about this Pony League World Series.
I am indeed. You know, Larry, because we've been friends a long time. I love announcing baseball, and the basis of the game is certainly embraced by the Pony League World Series. We're so blessed to have so many dedicated men and women that put in hard hours to make sure that this is a first-class event in Washington County.
Lanny, I've caught a few innings over the weekend. I think it was on Saturday. It was great fun listening to you call the ball game.
Well, thank you. I have fun doing it. I can be kind of frivolous at times on a broadcast, depending on the nature of the game, but it is so rewarding for me. You know, I I wanted to be a baseball announcer when I was 12 years old. That was my goal. That was my dream. And here at age 76, I'm still doing it. That's wonderful for me. And thanks for that, Paul.
We're with Lanny Fritteri, and we have an announcement because for the 12th year, we recognize our hometown heroes. Now, we choose five that are nominated by our listeners, and these are folks doing some extraordinary things in our community who aren't looking for anything for themselves, and we've met some amazing people. And we also recognize the Lifetime Achievement Awardee each and every year. And in the past, we've had Dr. Stanley Marks, the head of oncology and great cancer research here in the Pittsburgh area. We've had Smokey Robinson, whose music contributions have also helped heal people in his charities. Jack Bogut, former host of this show, had sat in this air chair for 15 years before John Cigna. And we've had Dr. Jim Withers, who created street medicine. And we were thinking about who would be appropriate for this year. And this was a unanimous decision once this name came up. And see if you can recognize him.
I never felt like manager and fans in Pittsburgh. It felt more like manager and friends. I know we made you happy, and I know we broke your heart, but I always felt that we were in it together.
Thank you, Hanel. Jim Leland, former manager of your Pittsburgh Pirates, who's having a summer, right, Lanny?
Yes, he has. His number was retired in Detroit, plus the induction into Cooperstown Hall of Fame, got a chance to throw out the first pitch opening day. Later this month is going to be inducted into the Pirates Hall of Fame. His son Patrick's getting married in October. His 80th birthday is in December. Yeah, that's quite a year.
Well, thanks to you, Lanny, because when I reached out, because I know how close you are with Skipper, and I asked for his contact information either way, and you said sure. And when I called Jim, I told him why I was calling. He seemed, you know, he's just so laid back. I love it. First thing I said to him was, Jim, you're having quite a summer. He goes, oh, I don't know, you know. And I said, yeah, you are. It's absolutely appropriate. And we could not be more thrilled to have Jim and his wife, Katie, join us. And would love for you to join us. That's Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont, where we're going to celebrate Jim Leland and our hometown heroes. I'd love for you to do his introduction if you're available.
I will. I am honored that you're asking me. I certainly will be there for that. I may even wear a clean shirt that day.
Well, we'll let you get back. We caught you at a very busy time with the Pony League World Series. Sounds like it's going great, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you so much, Lanny.
All right, Larry, thank you. Paul, thank you to you. Both of you. Have a great day.
Lanny Fritteri, Pirates broadcast legend, still doing what he loves.
He is one busy individual with a lot of baseball to call, a game here and a game there. They're back-to-back. They really roll.
And it's fun to hear him do it because you know how passionate he is and how passionate he is about Jim Leland. And we couldn't be more thrilled. So that's going to be Tuesday, October 8th at the Lamont. Tickets are going to go on sale on the 26th of this month, and we're going to announce some other people who are going to join us, some past awardees.
Plus, there's going to be five people there who you don't know well. Like, we all know the names Lanny Fritteri and Jim Leland, but now we have, you know, these year's inductees as people to get to know and find out what makes them special and why they're being celebrated.
I've met some amazing people in the past decade plus, including somebody like Dr. Terry Sweeker-Reed, who runs a nonprofit school that helps kids graduate high school, in some cases the first one in their family to do so, and keeps them going, finding placement for jobs or military service or higher education. That's just one example. And now think about it. We've had 55 of those people who have an impact in our community every day of the week. And if you want to nominate somebody, just go to kdkradio.com and search for our Larry's Heroes page, and we'd love to hear from you. So we're thrilled. Jim Leland, Lifetime Achievement Awardee. Congratulations, Skipper. Still to come in our next hour. By the way, 10 to 2, guess who's back from his summer hiatus?
Horse riding.
Marty Griffin. They're now calling Cowboy Marty. Apparently, Marty was horseback riding.
Cowboy Marty.
Yeah. I got the perfect music for him here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite. This will be Marty's new theme song. Yeah, get Marty. You know what? Marty has been very, very quiet the past week, which means he's been on social media silence to some degree,
mm-hmm.
which is very un-Marty-like.
So, well, he's probably having a good time.
Yeah, we'll look forward to catching up with Marty and see how his summer vacation went. And I'm sure he'll have a lot of pent-up energy and a lot to say about what's going on in and around town. There's been no shortage of big news here, certainly in the last few weeks. In the meantime, coming up at 8:30, we're going to talk to former Pirates closer Jason Grilley, who played here, stayed here, and he's got something special going on this Friday. But obviously, we'll want to ask him, when you're in a situation where your team is in a free fall, and you've been so close, too, the Pirates have lost 8 in a row, and you pointed out 10 of the last 11, 7 of those games were one-run losses. That's what's even more difficult to take, because in some of those cases, they had the games.
At the end of the game as well.
Right.
Repeatedly.
So I'll be curious to hear what somebody like Jason Grilley has to say. And even Paul Skeens showed signs of being human last week.
Yeah.
So how do they stop the skid as they get ready to take on San Diego tonight? And then tomorrow afternoon, we've got that game for you. And then they get a day off to think about it before they come home.
The Mariners.
Yeah.
They're a pretty good team.
Well, it seems like every team we play is pretty good.
Well, I mean, the schedule turned really competitive there after the break.
No, you're right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.